WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Florida, House Speaker Mike Johnson, who's facing a possible recall vote at Palm Beach, holding a joint briefing with GOP presidential candidate and former President Donald Trump, both calling for stricter border reform. Johnson also criticized laws, he says, that allows people to register to vote when they get a driver's license, saying the House will introduce a new bill to ensure what he calls election integrity.
The House Republicans are introducing a bill that will require proof of citizenship to vote.
Earlier, House lawmakers passed to renew a key portion of a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. That measure now heads to the Senate to approve. The U.S. moving additional military assets and troops to the Middle East, with Iran threatening to attack Israel in response to airstrikes on Iran's consulate in Syria. In Haiti, a transitional council has been established to choose Haiti's next prime minister, the country gripped by criminal gangs and violence. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A man who caused a bonfire explosion in Shawano County in October 2022, injuring 17 people, has been sentenced to 1 year in jail. 18-year-old Samuel Armstrong's sentence could be shortened to 6 months with good behavior. A Milwaukee man is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and mutilating a corpse in the disappearance and death of a young woman. 33-year-old Maxwell Anderson is believed the sole suspect in the death and dismemberment of 19-year-old Sade Robinson. A judge set Anderson's bail at $5 million. The closure of a northern Wisconsin manufacturing plant will result in the loss of 350 jobs. Employees of Geldwin in the Rusk County village of Hawkins were informed Thursday that the wood and door manufacturing plant will close in the first quarter of next year. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer for tomorrow, high into the low 70s. And more sunshine for Sunday, high mid-70s. On Monday, sun continues and breezy again, staying in the mid-70s. Showers and storms likely Tuesday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
99.7 Max FM.
Everything's so blurry and everyone's so fair.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joining us after 5 p.m. on Friday night. We've got you all caught up in the news and weather. And you know what that also means? The weekend is here. We're going to get you back into the music with you two on Max FM.
And more.
No doubt.
99.7 Max FM.
Every time I think of you,
I've become, and it looks like I'm losing this fight. In your world, I have no meaning, though I'm trying hard to understand. And it's my heart. Sending out.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you. Here's the other David boy on Max FM.
I know when to go out. I know when to stay in. Get things done.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Shake it up. Shake it up.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Friday night. Hey, at least the weekend is here. That's a good thing. We're having some great weather. We're going to talk about that next. But let's talk about how you can shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You can get a $100 certificate to Epoxy Gurus for just $55. Epoxy Gurus does work from floors to countertops. For more information about them and this offer, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we'll have a look at weather news by Billy Joel on Max FM.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufeks started manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufeks charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mouthwatering steaks, seafood, sandwiches, and Black Angus burgers. Hi, this is Jason from Jay's Pub & Grill in Reedsburg. If you're looking for the perfect place for a quick lunch or a date night out, Jay's offers a little bit of everything, even a huge kids menu. Jay's is also the place for holiday parties, banquets, baby showers, and any other upcoming events you are planning. We feature Wisconsin tap beer, a great Rhine list, and a full bar. Jay's Pub & Grill in Reedsburg has something for everyone. We'll see you soon.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events.
They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook posts for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to $2,300 off select kitchen packages from top brands like GE Profile. That means you can save on a new GE Profile Smart Quad Door Refrigerator that's full of convenient features like a dual dispense autofill pitcher and an ice dispenser with up to 12.5 pounds capacity. Bring convenience to your kitchen with smart, innovative appliances from GE Profile. Right now, save up to $2,300 on select kitchen packages with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer for tomorrow, high into the low 70s. And more sunshine for Sunday, high mid-70s. On Monday, sun continues and breezy again, staying in the mid-70s. Showers and storms likely Tuesday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 60 right now. 99.7
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Been weary hair. I've got an old coat for a pillow, and the earth was last night's bed. I don't know where I'm going, only God knows where I've been. I'm a devil on the run, a six-gun lover, a candle in the wind. Looking for